Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The winter wheat harvest season is in full swing, with quality across the state reported to be good. Stephen Locke with Seymour Milling Company in Hopkinsville says he has been pleased with the wheat he has seen so far this year.
It's going to be a mixed crop. You know, it was planted, some of it was planted late, some of it was planted in good conditions. I think that has shown some of the later planted stuff. You see a thinner stand, and you know, with a lot of rain through the winter, we had some nitrogen leaching that's going to reflect and could be a yield. So, you know, I think overall we've got a good crop, nothing necessarily to write home about. We're not going to break any records. I hope we do, but it doesn't even indicate that way right now. So,
Locke says this year has been an unusual one for the development of the wheat grains.
What we would like is a cool grain field. You know, when the wheat's headed out, we like those sunny days, but lower temperatures, and we went from raining and to 90, you know, really quick, and we didn't have a true spring where we kind of eased into warmer weather. We jumped into that, which can be a negative reflection on yield.
He adds prices are expected to hold steady this summer as well.
Hopefully we've got a good harvest. We're above $5 most places in cash price for June, July delivery. Spreads are really wide, which insinuates on-farm storage, and it shows return. So hopefully that'll benefit the producer.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent. It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Locke says Seymour Milling Company grinds quite a bit of wheat from Kentucky farmers each year.
We kind of just round and say 12 million bushels a year. Some of that we will get in a hard wheat out of hard wheat areas. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've got good demand. So we're grinding pretty much every day, and we'll kind of call it 30,000 bushels a day of a grind. So.
He adds farmers take a lot of pride in the wheat they grow.
They see what our product goes to, and they take a lot of pride in growing their wheat, and it's reflective in the yield, and it helps on-farm returns, and it helps us that we're milling a good product.
Log notes, you're likely enjoying products made from Kentucky wheat.
McDonald's biscuits and Ghirardelli brownies and Krusty's pancakes.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Fonts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.